Whether you're looking for a Chevy car, truck, or SUV, go see my friends at Apple Chevy in Tinley Park. With over 500 new and used vehicles in stock, they have what you're looking for and at the lowest price possible. Go to applechevy.com. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis.
Yes.
Right here.
How about our toast to Harry, the worldwide toast to Harry Carey last night?
How about
such
it?
A fun night. Outrageously fun.
Oh, the fun went into the night, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Quite the party team lined up there last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it ended up working well into the night. I want to thank everybody who came out to that. I also want to thank everybody at Harry Carey's for making that very special.
And
we're on the web, we'll tell the story about some of the stories about what happened. Teams split up last night for their parties, which is so rare. I hate when that happens. But it had to occur.
It did.
Yeah. And so we had
callings.
We had commitments. And so wow. All right, let's talk right now. Speaking of, I don't understand what's happening to our fair little country here. First of all, we'll get more to the Jussie Smollett stuff coming up a little bit later on. But in Washington today, craziness in the House Intel Committee, where, you know, this Adam Schiff, the Republicans wrote a letter asking him to step down. And it seems to me that this is just a lot of, well, you did that last time to Nunez, so we're going to do that now to you. Kind of fair play, because Schiff is saying that he believes, do we have some of the audio here? That he believes that there was conspiracy and there was obstruction of justice. And that if we actually ever get the Mueller report for real, not just one guy's four-page letter about it, we'd find that. That's what he's saying. And the Republicans are like, that's wrong. You're calling the president a criminal, which most of them do privately.
You might think it's okay that the National Security Advisor designate secretly conferred with a Russian ambassador about undermining U.S. sanctions. And you might think it's okay he lied about it to the FBI. You might say that's all okay. You might say that's just what you need to do to win. But I don't think it's okay.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy was there. He was there.
He definitely was there. You could see him.
There was a moment when I saw a bit of the replay here, Raja, that looked like you had the expression on your face like, Mommy and Daddy are fighting. Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
Get me out of here.
Why do I have to sit here and listen to this crap? But I do wonder. Yeah, it is your duty, and I guess we're paying you for it. But what is your take on this? I mean, is this just about? This is just all political grandstanding?
Hey, thanks, Ronan. Today was a lot of political grandstanding. The hearing was meant to kind of have a discussion about, you know, the Russian threat to America, and unfortunately, it started out with this bit of theatrics. I think one thing I would just, you know, a very, very minor but important clarification. You know, Adam Schiff has not said that he believes that there was a conspiracy or criminal conspiracy. What he's said is that there is evidence of that, but he would defer to Bob Mueller's conclusions with regard to whether it rose to the level of criminal conspiracy. And so I think that that distinction was important. But overall, guys, I think that, geez, you know, we did not want the Barr report. We want the Mueller report. And, you know, 84% of Americans in a recent poll said they want it. So they should fork it over and we should see the underlying findings as well.
But it seems like we're going to get that. And do you have any reason to believe that William Barr would have mischaracterized anything in this four-page summary? I mean, I know there are devils often than details, but do you feel that there might be something here to sort of please the president? Or is it pretty straight?
I think that the one part that got a lot of people kind of upset was the discussion about the obstruction of justice. Your listeners may have seen that section, but basically he said that Bob Mueller found evidence of obstruction of justice on both sides of that question, I guess. And then he took it upon himself to decide that there was no obstruction of justice, and the reasoning was pretty sparse, let me just put it that way. So people are like, okay, well, let's see the report, let's see the underlying findings. We're relieved that the president is not criminally colluding with the Russians. That's a good thing. But we got to see the report and the underlying findings, and we also have to, you know, defend our country with regard to the
right.
counterintelligence
okay.
measures that
let's
Russia
just start with that, because that's an important piece here. Regardless of the president's behavior or lack thereof, you know, in terms of, you know, bad behavior, but there were certainly people around him that were doing things. I mean, Manafort did give intel, at least proprietary data, to the Russians. Right. I mean, he was there are things,
private polling data. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, there were things that were going on with people around him. Now, you know, did the kids agree to take the meeting with the Russians, and they knew what that meeting was about? And then they concocted a story for why they were in that meeting that wasn't actually true. We know all of that happened. That's not really great behavior. But however you want to look at this, from a criminal standpoint, from a prosecutorial standpoint, which is what these lawyers, you know, Bob Mueller and the rest, are tasked with figuring out. They've mm-hmm. tasked with figuring that out. There's still a consequence, though, a reputational consequence that happens when, you know, they're involved in these kinds of things. And now the president has to also explain why it is that he's been so, you know, sucky-uppy to, that's a technical term, to Vladimir Putin.
I'm sure that's in the report.
Right.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
You brought up a great point, if it's okay.
Yeah.
But that goes to the issue of counterintelligence. So I think most of your listeners probably understand what that is. But counterintelligence is the issue of whether any public officials here in the U.S. have ties with, you know, our foreign adversaries, in this case the Russians, that may or may not be criminal in nature but has not been revealed to the public. And so the fact that that is still secret information could be subject to exploitation or leverage or manipulation by the Russians. And, you know, just one really good example is, for instance, Trump Tower Moscow, which apparently was a big project that the Trump Organization was working on with the Russians during 2016, at the very same time that the president swore up and down that he had nothing to do with the Russians. And as you might recall, Michael Cohen, his attorney, was actually convicted of lying to Congress because he misled us as to the time frame of when those negotiations were happening. So the real question on something like that is why would you keep that secret, right? I mean, what's the deal here? And could that be the source of problems going forward for in terms of what you call sucky uppiness?
Yes. Well, there's a lot of sucky uppiness, and it would bang up his reputation, one would think. But then again, the people who love him, the people who hate him, and it doesn't seem to be really moving too much of a difference here. It's interesting to see the polling about the Mueller report, and still 54% believe that the Mueller report it probably indicts him. So that's a weird deal when you think about that, even though, you know, the Bill Barr's letter says it doesn't. So, all right. Well, more on that to come. But yeah. I wonder, as I'm watching this and I'm watching this whole thing play out, Republicans and the president today, right now, he was just standing out in front of the White House. He's going to Michigan. He's going to do his first post-Mueller rally. You can imagine what that's going to be like tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. There's a big press corps, and it's interesting. He's kind of walking back and forth in front of the press corps and taking questions, and just sort of, you know, he walks away, turns around, like he's almost doing it like the rally, and he's making promises, including, this is interesting, he just says he has countermanded his health and human services people, and they are going to fund Special Olympics.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
He has just turned around on that because Betsy DeVos was up on Capitol Hill today, and we played that tape of Dick Durbin asking her about Special Olympics and why'd you pull the funding on that? And she's like, well, we can't fund everything. And now the president just hung her out to dry. No, we're going to fund it. I've told them, and I'm overriding them. That's it. You're done.
It's like, you know, on the flip side of that, it's like him. Apparently, he kind of overrode the recommendations of his lawyers with regard to the Affordable Care Act lawsuit. They did not want him to step out there and reject the entire lawsuit, the law, as being unconstitutional, because, you know, millions and millions of people are dependent on Obamacare, including the protections, one way or the other. But he decided to override their judgment and basically instruct his attorneys to tell the appellate court that, yes, we are going to reject the whole thing. And I got to tell you that, you know, we're talking about Russia and so forth, but that's something that gets people really worked up. And, you know, I'm going to be having a town hall meeting in a couple of days. I know that that's going to be, like, you know, one of the first questions that I get. Sure. What do I do if Obamacare goes down?
Right.
That's what everybody is caring about.
It's true. Congressman Raja, can we get you to weigh in on the president's tweet today about the fact that he's saying the FBI and the DOJ are going to review the Smollett case here in Chicago, obviously a case of local interest, but is that the right course of action here? What do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, I think there's definitely, to say that what happened here was fishy is maybe an understatement. I think that the mayor is correct to send Jesse Smollett a bill for the investigative costs, and I think that whatever mechanisms of oversight here in Illinois that exist to review this seem appropriate, but the president doesn't have any business getting involved. There's so many other issues that we need the Trump administration to be working on, not Jesse Smollett.
Well, hold on. Here's the president.
I think the case in Chicago is an absolute embarrassment to our country. And I have asked that they look at it. I think that case is an absolute embarrassment to our country, and somebody has to at least take a very good, hard look at it.
Well, though he said that about his political enemies, too. Right. Yeah, I mean, he said, you know, we're going to take a look at all these. We're going to take a look at Hillary. We're going to take a look at this. And they always say they're going to take a look. They may not. Justice yes. Department, my guess is that Maine Justice in Washington is going to look at this and go, we really don't have much of a leg to stand on here. Unless
Correct.
They can prove it. You know, unless they want to do a full corruption investigation into the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. But you don't start that after the initial act unless it was already ongoing.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So.
Just on a serious point there, the only thing I can say is this case illustrates how screwed up our criminal justice system is. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on how much money you have or how famous you are, there's a different outcome. And that's just, I think that is a fundamentally, you know, unfair aspect of our
Don't get me started, Congressman.
Please don't.
Please don't.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you got
God.
Him started.
All right.
It's your fault.
We're gonna pick up on that on the other side. Out of respect for you and your office, I'm not going to drag you into it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Couldn't get out fast enough.
Yes.
Could he? Okay, gotta go.
Dying
okay.
to get
okay.
off the
okay.
phone
okay.
there.
Okay, gotta go.
I mean, look
go.
What you did to him
yeah.
there.
That was like me on trying to get off the phone with my mom. Okay, mom. Okay. Okay. All right.
Don't forget your umbrella
right.
today.
Okay.
It might
okay.
rain.
I gotta go. Gotta go. That's the way he seemed like you in the Intel committee hearing today too. It was sort of like, oh my God, they're mommy and daddy are fighting. We gotta go.
He looked like he had a headache. He really did.
Don't blame him.
Yeah. I got a headache. I'm giving people a headache. All right, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the top of the hour in the WGN newsroom?
Roe, the city asking for six figures from Empire actor Jesse Smollett to pay for the investigation into the alleged hate crime.